Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And today we will be taking callers, as usual, here on our radio show. And these callers will be available for one question per caller. And we will go ahead and answer that call's question to the best ability we can. All right, and as an announcement tonight, a special announcement, we, as usual, have sales going on our website at howpsychic.com. But what's so special tonight is that we have a special feature about the 30-minute private reading that can be found with myself here on our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. We have a 30-minute reading right now that if you purchase the 30-minute reading this week, then what we're going to do here is for the next couple of days, if you get a 30-minute reading, you will also have a free one to give to a friend or family member, someone that you want to share a reading with as a gift, okay? So you get the reading yourself for 30 minutes, and then you will have a free 30-minute reading that you can give away to a friend or a family member. All right, we're going to go ahead and take calls now. Once more, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. Now, our website, once more, is howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. All right, our first caller for tonight is area code 520. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
Hi, this is Lisa calling, and I was just wondering if you see any changes coming.
Okay, Lisa, let's see here. All right, the changes appear to be coming in pretty soon, but what we're looking at here is the 23rd and the 24th of this month, okay? One change happens financially, the other one romantically, and they're both for the better. Financially, things will not get real, real better until next month, but they will have a slight increase this month. And then romantically, you will find some breakthroughs happening this month as well, around the same timeline. All right, so I wish you all the best with that, and may you have a great blessing therein.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, and our next caller today is area code 770. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, Reverend Adam Lee. My name is Maddie, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, my hello question, there.
Hello.
You're over here with us. I'm over in Marietta.
You are? Oh, wow. You're
yes,
next
I
door.
Am.
Well, not next door, but you're very close. Yes.
Of course.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
We're neighbors now.
We're neighbors, yes. I can come visit you anytime.
I want to
know, do my question is pretty much the same. What changes do you see around me?
Okay, let's see here. Honey, I'm getting on that love life now. What's going on in there?
Well, I'm going to meet someone next month. Someone I've been talking with that I've known since high school. And
it looks like things might be able to be kindled here.
Pardon me?
I said it looks like things might be able to be kindled here. Well, let me see here. What's the hold up? What's the backup on this? There's something backing this up, girl.
What's the hold up? Well, He lives in another state. He doesn't live here in Georgia, but but he's coming to Georgia in May for the.
Uh-huh.
And I've been talking with him since August of last year.
Yes, yes, and there's some concerns here that this might not go well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But honey, let me tell you something. Girl, you're getting all flustered over nothing. You too worried, girl. You too worried. You analyzing over there. Now, I know that ain't you. I know that's not you. But I know you are under the collar right now because you want to make sure that everything go right, right? Okay.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm getting that vibe today. I got that little Holy Ghost in me today. That Holy Ghost, she's coming in and she's talking to me, uh-huh. And I'll tell you what. She says to me that you need to have that faith in yourself. Because that's something that you kind of getting a little lost on with this fear, okay? Now, you want to have a good self-esteem. You want to be able to know how to handle your business, okay? Mm-hmm. But
okay.
You don't want to get too worried. You don't want to overanalyze this because it's going to go well. But if we overanalyze and if we fear, we will manifest the very thing it is that we fear. Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna work on that. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
Really am.
Well, it's gonna go well. I'm seeing kindling for a fire, bro. It looks like things are gonna get heated. You gonna have some kind of blessing. Let me tell you what, because girl, all this time you had bad luck and bad luck and bad luck when it comes to love and romance. Okay, did you go to someone and have something removed?
No, I never knew it. I never knew anything was around me.
Uh huh. Okay, let me ask you, what kind of luck have you had in your life when it comes to romance? Because money keeps on coming and flowing and going, okay?
Well, actually, I was married for I was married for 25 years.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And since I've been divorced, I really haven't had anyone in my life, to be honest.
Okay. And how long have you been divorced, honey?
17 years.
17 years, and you ain't got nobody. And a part of
right.
that, from what I see, has been by choice. Okay.
Yes, I just haven't met anyone. I just haven't met anyone that I felt. Because spirit
and
uses.
You've been able to click with.
Because spirit uses show me.
Uh huh. What I'm seeing here, honey, is that you are going to succeed. Okay, but I feel that somehow there was a dark force that came in, ripped that marriage apart, turned that individual pretty much against you, okay, even though you still have a heart for them, not a heart to be with them, but a heart to care for their own well-being, you see.
That's
mm-hmm.
true. That's very true.
Mm-hmm. And what I am feeling here, okay, is that since then, you have been afflicted by the same negative energy that tore up the relationship. So when you were in this marriage, was there anyone that was close enough to this individual or to yourself that could have been very jealous and gone to someone to have some roots done?
I really don't know, but I know he remarried. He was in a relationship very quick after that with a woman that I found out later that from his daughter that tells me that this woman had been flirting with him while I was married to him.
Okay, girl, because you have that energy on you to where someone had gone in and placed roots. And I'm being very straightforward with you, girl, okay? Mind you,
I like that.
On this show will tell you that I will be honest with you. Good, I see, you get good. I see bad, you get bad, okay? Someone went in there and ruined that relationship, because what I'm told is all of a sudden, one day, it turned rotten, and you didn't know how, why, or where. You just knew it turned rotten. Mm-hmm.
That's very true. This is what I just wanted out. And it's like, and I, you know what? I'm glad you confirmed that for me, because I have thought about that several times myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. Mm-hmm. Like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one day out of the blue, I want to get a divorce and da-da this and what was this?
Uh-huh.
Then, and that one,
see,
and that woman came into his life immediately after I left. I thought, Then I found out, oh, she had been flirting with him all the time. I thought, oh, okay. And now she has.
What was the name? Let me have the name of that individual so I can ask if it was her that did something.
The individual that he married? Her name is Edith, and his name is Charles.
Edith and Charles. All right. Let me ask my helpers over here. Let me ask my Holy Spirit. Girl, I'm feeling it today. Bear with me. Every day you call, and every time someone calls into the show every week, I got a different attitude. I got a different energy going on over here. All right. Now, today I've got the Holy Ghost, and I'm asking the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is giving me a yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. What this woman did was she went to a root worker. She can't do it herself, okay? But she went to a root worker, and she had someone place what's known as a hot foot on you, okay? And that gets you out of the situation. That gets you away. That makes you want to go, okay? And then I feel they also did something on him where he returned it against you in so many ways. But then he was holding on, too, at some point, not wanting to let go. It's like he was a push and pull, okay?
Oh.
And you couldn't tell where heads was and where tails was, okay? But that's what was done. Now, the reason I asked you, if you went to someone and had them remove it, anything that might have been on you, preventing you from success in your love life, okay? Now, mind you, I know we got some other callers here, and I'm going to have to let you go here pretty shortly, but I want to wrap this up with you, okay? Because that's
okay.
What I'm being moved to do today. Mm-hmm. See, it's coming at me over here, okay? What I did in asking you that, okay, was to see for myself, okay, if you had someone specifically remove it, because it looks like it's dissipated, okay, but it's not going to completely go away by itself.
No, I didn't have anyone remove anything because I didn't know anything was there. All I remember for me, reading one of Edgar Casey's remedies, and I bathed in sea salt and vinegar when I left.
You go. You did something yourself.
And I noticed
that's why it was dissipated. Mm-hmm.
And I noticed how when I soaked in that water,
uh-huh,
took a bath for a half an hour, I noticed how black the water was.
Oh yeah, the water was so black,
and I said, "Damn, that's strange. Did that put a negative energy on me?"
Salt was created by God to absorb negative energy off of a person, to take away, to cleanse, to purify. That's why we use rock salt when we're trying to purify our water and certain things that are created to purify water for a house. Okay?
That's true, yeah.
Salt is a purificator, okay? It will take away negative. It's basically a crystal, okay? It will absorb whatever it comes into contact with. If you talk to her, you say, "Salt, I want you to be blessed by the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit," then what you're going to have is your holy salt. Just like you said to water, water going to be holy water, okay? But I tell you something, you did something there, okay? And that's why it looks like it's dissipated. But here's what I want you to do, okay? I want you to go over to the website. I want you to get a private reading with me, Okay.
Okay.
And what I want you to do is, instead of paying for that private reading right away, you're going to go onto the Contact Us page through the website. You're going to find my phone number. You're going to give me a call on that phone number before you do anything on the website. Okay, and I'm going to go into this a little bit more with you because I'm feeling moved today, and I don't know why, but the good Lord is striking me, and I ain't going to question it, okay? And then we'll talk from there.
Okay, go to your website. What is it, ReverendAdamLee.com?
No. The website is howpsychic.com, okay? I'm going to spell it for you here real quick. Get your pen and paper now.
Okay. Okay.
You got my name out there now. All right. It's H-O-W.
Uh-huh.
P-S-Y.
P-S-Y.
C-H-I-C.
C-H-I-C.
Dot com.
That's H-O-W-H-O-Y.
H-O-W, like how are you?
H-O-W-T-T-S-C-C-H-I-C.
P-S.
Oh, E-S-C.
No, P-S, psychic. Just Google it, honey, Google it.
Oh, P-S-Y,
P as in Paul.
P-S-Y, okay, I got it.
P-S-Y,
psychic.com. Okay.
Uh-huh. And go to the
number, get the private number, and give you a call.
Uh-huh. If you need to, just Google Reverend Adam, and I'll come up, okay?
Okay.
It goes under Reverend Adam, okay?
Okay.
And we'll go from there. Thank you for
calling in. I'm so happy I called. I'm so happy.
Well,
okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, and our next caller on today's show is area code 901. Hello, caller. You're live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Annabelle. How you doing?
Hey, girl. How you doing, Annabelle?
I'm good, Reverend Adam. Sound like you are having fun, as usual.
Well, I'm just having a blast here on today's show. I'll tell you what, the Holy Spirit got me today, girl. So how we doing?
We're doing good, Reverend Adam.
How can I help you today, hon?
When am I moving into this new subdivision? Because that is a reoccurring dream of mine. So what do you see there, please?
When are you moving into the vision? I didn't quite hear that, Annabelle.
The subdivision, I continually dream about a new home.
Hey, that's a division. When are you moving? Okay,
yeah.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Hold up now. Oh, Annabelle, you still look like you're stuck a little bit there. Mm-hmm. Them finances are still giving you a problem, honey.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
You know what? I'm telling you what, I'm seeing it clearly. You can't hide it now. I know you want to tell me you're doing a little better, but you ain't.
Yes.
All right, let's see here. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, you will be moving the end of May, if not sooner. Okay, so it looks like God says he's trying to get it pushed through now. But if he cannot push it through in time, it will be at the end of May, if not sooner. Okay, and he wants to get it to happen somewhere around the middle of May or the 1st of May, but we're trying to look for the end of May at the latest here. And the financial will be in place by then as well, okay?
Okay.
It also looks like you will get help from an unexpected source, because the good Lord said he has taught someone a lesson, and they might just come back around temporarily to make their dues, karmically speaking, to help you in the direction you need to go. Mm-hmm. But they will apologize for the mistreatment that they have done.
Oh,
that's a good message. Mm-hmm.
That is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, let's see here. Why haven't you been eating?
Well, I think, well, I must clean up my diet. And I'm just trying to.
He says, honey, the diet is one thing, but to starve yourself is a whole other thing altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He says, honey, he will help you lose that weight.
Okay.
But you need to be able to eat, too.
Okay.
So don't be too careful. That's what he's trying to warn you about.
Okay. Well, Reverend Adam, I appreciate your time, and thank you so much.
You're welcome, Annabelle. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, and for all of you tuning in and listening to today's show that would like to call in, please use the call-in number 619-789-6807. Once more, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is Reverend Adam Lee. We want to announce that anybody that buys the half an hour between today or tomorrow will receive also another half an hour that they could use as a gift for a friend or family member. So please take advantage of this great special before to the end of tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in order to take advantage of the great special. It will not be visible on the website, but you will know that you will have two instead of one. Okay, and we'll discuss how that gets taken care of once you've booked yours. And when we talk, you can just ask me how it works when you give it to someone else. All right, and for those of you listening, our website is howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. And in just a moment here, I'm going to take the the caller from earlier and see if they want to know anything else, seeing as how we don't have any other current callers right now. Give me one moment, refresh my throat here with a little bit of water. Because I have been struck with lightning today, in a good way, spiritually speaking. All right, we have our caller here from earlier, which is area code 520. Hello, caller. Once more, you're on air. Is there anything else that you would like to ask today?
Hi, Reverend Adam. Hi. Yeah. Do you see Kenny? Do you see Kenny at the work situation? Do you see him taking me on for the project?
Okay. As a work situation, do I see him taking you on to the product? Do I have that correct?
The project in May.
Projects, sorry. I'm a little in the spirit world right now. Just bear with me here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
And you're saying May is the timeline we want to know about for this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. May or before.
Or before, okay. Because April sticks out at me, okay. And it's the end of April. We're looking somewhere around the 29th or not too long after that, okay.
Wow.
And this looks good, okay. I'm going to give you a percentage here because sometimes I like to give out percentages so people can get a good gauge on what's really going on. Mm-hmm. What I am feeling here is that there is a 75 to 85% chance, give or take, okay, on either side, that this will occur for you and you know, really through you. I say through you because it's not happening to you. It's happening through you. It's something good in your life. Mm-hmm.
Great. Great. That's
now,
wonderful.
I also feel this is a situation in which you have manifested. Mm-hmm. So I know there's a little emphasis on, you know, your worrisomeness whether this is going to happen or not, because this is one of the first things you've actually started to see come about as an opportunity for your manifestation abilities, and there's some attachment with this one. So this looks positive to me, okay?
Oh, yay. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. And let's see here, hon. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of going to just give you whatever else comes out, if you don't mind.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, Spirit is really telling me right now that you need to get out of the house. Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like you're a hermit like myself?
I think Spirit is right. I mean, I'm out now, and I try
mm-hmm.
to, but not nearly as much as I should.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take that to heart.
Okay. Well, Spirit wants you to know that you need to get out of the house, but that doesn't mean you need to go anywhere. It just means that you need to be in nature. You need to be outdoors, okay? You are a very free-spirited individual, okay? You like to be very organized to a degree, but that's when it comes to emotions. That's when it comes to situations, things that are non-physical. Now, you will have some of that in the physical aspect of your life, but the primary organization comes through the emotional and through the situational, okay? You're also very receptive to other people's energy signatures and to other people's demeanors and attitudes and personalities. This is because you're a very gifted human being. This is one of the reasons why you get very uncomfortable around crowds, okay? And this is one of you're able to bear through them, but you're uncomfortable in them, okay? This is another reason why you try and avoid people at times, because you feel that, okay? This is where, you know, you require a lot of space, but then you also require intimacy at the same time from people that can be like-minded and like-vibrational. And I say like-vibrational by meaning someone that can vibe on the same vibrational level that you vibe on, okay? And this is not very uncommon nowadays. We have a lot of people that are reaching these ascensions that are going on in the spirit world, and I feel you're one of them, but you're just beginning to learn the capacity of your gifts, let alone how to understand and, you know, control the side effects thereof. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That really rings true. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. All right. Well, once more, I'm glad that you called in, and I'm glad we've had our other callers here. And I wish you all the best. If you'd like a private reading, just visit the website, and I'd be more than happy to help you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, and we have our next caller today, which is, we have two more callers, so they're both the same area code here. We're going to go with the first one, 770 area code, first three digits, 964. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead in your question.
Hi, this is Val, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, Val. And did we speak earlier?
No. I've never called
I didn't think so. I'm just reconfirming because I just had another caller from the same area, and I'm over in Marietta. So now I need a number mover. Yay! How can I help you, sweetie?
I just had a question because I'm pretty spiritual myself, but the last couple of weeks, my head is, in a fog. I literally feel like as I'm walking, I don't know how to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
I've felt this way before.
Okay. Let me
circle
help
around
you
my
describe
head.
This here. Mm-hmm,
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. There is pressure, and there is, let's say, as if you had blurry vision, but it was within your mind and not your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. And has there been any chest pressure lately? Like it's hard to breathe or something to do with the chest here?
I felt that today.
Okay, because I'm picking up. Honey, I've been vibing with the Holy Ghost all day. Okay.
That's why I caught up. Like, okay,
whatever you want to call it, it's all the same to me. Huh?
I was just listening to you, and you were saying the Holy Spirit was. I said, oh, let me call.
Uh-huh. She want to get her little message too.
I was just listening over the internet, so.
That's all right. You know, we don't have to divulge everything over the radio or the internet to be able to get a good read. You just have to give me a little direction. Go ahead and we're good. All right.
Sometimes the things that you guys talk about is just so enlightening anyway, even if you don't call
Thank
in.
You.
It's just good to, you
Thank
know,
you.
Listen.
Thank
but
you.
But, yeah, I just never, it's very appreciated. I just never experienced this before, and I was like, okay, what is going on? Like, what is the universe trying to tell me?
I understand, honey. I understand. Well, I'm going to start to tell you the messages here, so just bear with me and please just listen right now. You can talk if you need to, okay? But the message here today, okay, is I'm getting that you had a little bit of that chest pressure going on. Sometimes you're not being able to, like, get yourself up and just walk around. You're feeling sluggish, okay? And this is one because of what's going on upstairs with the crown chakra, the third eye, and all of that, okay? But then we also have something down by the root chakra. I don't know if you know what chakras are, but chakras are basically your energy points within yourself that tie your physical self to your spiritual self, okay?
Okay.
And they tie you also to the other world and to God and whatever you want to call the divine, because it's all many names and many faces, but still the same. What we have here is you are experiencing what a lot of us are on, okay? You are experiencing an ascension, okay? An ascension is when spiritual beings in this world as a collective begin to, some refer to it as download information, others begin to refer to it as uploading themselves to another vibrational level of being and conscious awareness, spiritually as well as physically within the world, okay? And when we do that, sometimes we have symptoms that come along with it, just like a psychic has symptoms of, you know, the gift, and there's blessings of the gift, you know. Someone on the ascension has the blessings of it and the downfalls of it, and sometimes it's hard to tell which is which, okay? And then sometimes it even feels like we're being attacked. Okay, but here's what's going on. You have two different dynamics going on. The first one is what I just explained to you. You are on the ascension. You're having some issues coming up from that. Okay, that's going to be the crown chakra as well as the third eye. That's all around the mindset. Okay, that's up above the head and at the center of your temples, which is like right between the eyes on the forehead. Okay, between the eyebrows. Then the symptoms that you're experiencing from attack, because you are virtually being spiritually attacked, okay, and I'll explain how in just a minute. That's coming from the chest, okay, those symptoms are the chest down, okay, for you, not for everybody, but for you, okay. And those symptoms are coming from that spiritual attack. The spiritual attack, okay, is coming from psychic vampiric energy. What I mean by this is that people that love to have your attention but not give you anything back, that are all about themselves, you've basically been surrounded by people, not that you haven't had any good people in your life, but that you have been surrounded by bad people, people that just care about themselves, okay? As a psychic, you have not yet learned how to protect yourself effectively and completely from this kind of energy, from affecting you the way it does, okay? And this is why you're feeling these symptoms, because people that are like that, they can just latch on to that light that we shine, our presence, our aura, as some refer to it, our chi, okay? And can absorb energy from that. And why do they absorb energy from that? Because they cannot create it themselves. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, everything you're saying is making sense. Because I've been feeling like I need to just, like, dim my light. And I'm just like, now I'm not going to make it if I do that. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, honey. You need to brighten your light, you know. But here's what I would like to do with you. Now, this is completely up to you, but I have a training course, okay, that I teach people how to handle this, how to go through the ascension, how to deal with the gifts, how to get rid of those people from attracting themselves into your life for that life force to be sucked out of you. You know, what I do is I really teach you how to advance in all of this, okay? So that's on my website. It's the monthly package, okay? Monthly psychic reading package. It's all kind of the same because I do counseling as well as the psychic readings when I'm doing it. And it's very affordable, and you get like 4 sessions a month through that. So that's pretty awesome, okay? That's available there. That's what I'm feeling moved to offer you, okay, through the website, because I feel I can help you, okay? And I want you to make that decision on your own.
Oh, okay. I see where you have on your web, right at the top of your page, you have the How Psychic. I can just click on that, right?
Yeah, the blue ball at the top of my website.
I think it's like a square. I didn't click on
it,
though.
Well, if it says How Psychic, it's going to be my website, yes.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And you can use that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because that's when I started, like, receiving gifts, and I was excited, and then all of a sudden it was like...
And then you get the backlash. I know.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And now
well,
I'm
honey,
like,
don't
what
you
happened?
Worry, don't you worry, don't you worry, because we are going to help you make the best of it, and you will succeed, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we're going to move right along now to our next caller, which is also area code 770, and this is first 3 digits, 773. So we have a lot of sevens here, which is the number of God, 777. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, my name is Daphne. And I'm calling from Decatur, Georgia.
Okay, and I guess we are also somewhat neighbors because I'm over here in Marietta. And how can I help you today?
Yes, I want to know how come I'm always attracting guys that don't do a lot for me?
Mm-hmm.
They don't do nothing for me.
And
they
seem to have been following you since childhood. Mhm. Okay. Yes, this has been the case since then. All right. Give me one moment while I'm talking to Holy Ghost over here, and we'll see what comes out for you. Mhm. Okay. Well, number one, the affliction can be taken care of, but this is through practical means rather than through spiritual. Mhm. Okay. Now, any number of things can be done through spiritual world, and that's all possible therein, but the practical means today is what is told to me as being the best, okay? But now I'm going to look at why. Why are they coming in? Why are they trying to, use and abuse, you see? Mm-hmm. Because, you know what, the men coming in, they want their cake and they want to eat it too, but they don't want any of the work that go along with baking it, you see? Mhm. Okay. They don't want to bake the cake. They just want to eat it.
Yes.
All right. Give me another moment here because it seems like, honey, you have been through hell and back. Let me tell you something. Why do I even feel like there were some problems within the family and the family was divided?
Mm. My dad wasn't mm-hmm. in my life. He died when I was 3 months old.
Mm-hmm.
He got shot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The family was divided. That comes up. Okay, so there was a generational energy, okay, that has followed you throughout your life, because it really came on to you through trauma that had happened within the family. You know, people were throwing your family negative energy here and there, just jealous as hell. And then we also had some people within your family's history that were not so good, and they got what people threw at them energetically, and it, some bystanders like yourself have really gotten hurt by this, okay? Sometimes when you got someone in a family that's been placed a hex or curse or some kind of jinxing on, even they have eyes, someone just looks at them wrong, okay? That can follow that family's generations at times, and sometimes it gets stronger with every generation. Now, there is another reason, okay, why this is happening. I'm going to be very honest with you, honey, and I want you to just hear me out here, and whether you agree or disagree, that's okay with me, okay? But what God is telling me is that you have some self-esteem, but you do not have enough self-esteem, because, honey, you love too much. You care too much for other individuals sometimes. Now, and then someone's going to say here, well, how can you care or love too much? Well, honestly, you really can't. But there are ways that you can if you do not put parameters around how much you allow people to get away with. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to build some boundaries because, honey, you've got a heart of gold. And sometimes when we got a heart of gold, we forget we got to tell people no sometimes. Otherwise, they're going to try and get away with as much bullshit as they can because they think that, oh, now they had the cake, they get to eat it too. You know, so you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So practical means here, you got to start putting boundaries. You got to start telling people no. And you got to build up that confidence a little bit more because that's what's going to bring in the right people and get rid of the bad.
Yeah, because this guy I'm seeing now, he doesn't have a job and he don't. I tell him to help me out. He can't even help me out like I want him to. He just gives me $3 and this and that. So what is this? And then I told him no, and then get no nuki, and then get $20. He's supposed to get. He was saying he was going to give me 50, he gave me 20, and I haven't heard from him since the day he left.
Uh-huh, because then, you see, he ended up having to take some responsibility and initiative into his own hands to add energy into the dynamic with you, you see. And he didn't want none of that because he's not used to putting in effort. He's used to getting shit for free. You see what I'm saying? And I don't mean free like he got to pay for the nookie, you know. I mean free like he ain't got to put no energy, no work into it, you see. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by this right now, honey, you know, you got to put these boundaries down, huh?
I'm tired of attracting guys that don't do shit for me.
I know, and this is why I'm telling you how to do.
You know, hell of a lot more than what they doing for me. They can buy them a round trip ticket to Paris for breakfast.
Honey. Let me tell you something, okay? Don't worry about what's happened, what's done, because you know what? You're gonna succeed, and you're gonna rise above this and beyond. Okay, and what I mean above and beyond, I mean above and beyond, girl, okay? Let me tell you something. You put down the boundaries as they come in and they try and abuse you, and the moment you start seeing that, you put down boundaries. And if you got a man new coming in and they try and get in the way with shit, don't let them get away with shit. Say, honey, I know I care for you in some way or another. I care about you as a person in this world or whatever. But I am not going to let you get away with this if you can't do this. You know what? And I'm telling you what, the moment you shift that consciousness into putting those boundaries up is the moment that the bad people are going to go away. then you're going to see after a little while that the right people are going to flow in, the people that are not going to abuse you, the people that are not going to take you through the ringer, okay? But the people that will put as much energy and attention into the relationship with you that you put in with them. If you shift your consciousness, if you shift it away from looking at the negative, putting the boundaries up, being positive but still caring, then you will be able to succeed and rise above.
All right.
You see what they say is as above, so below.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what the good Lord says, as above, so below. Does God let you get away with something when you do something bad? No, he throw you a little karma. He try and teach you a little lesson. Does he not?
Yeah.
Then, honey, you need to play with these men like God plays with man himself, okay? Don't let him get away with too much stuff. Now, I know I'm cursing here on my own show, but shoot, I'm telling you, this is God's honest truth. Practicality in this situation is your best key to success. Okay? You've got to rise that self-esteem up a little bit. Now, I'm not talking about ego. Ego, we're dealing with fear and things like that. Okay? I want you to release that fear that you won't succeed because that's the only thing holding you back from it. I want you to release the fear that if you put your boundaries down with these men, that you're going to end up alone somehow because they're all going to leave and you ain't going to get nobody. You need to release that fear. You need to let it go because that's the very thing that's manifesting what you fear.
Okay.
You see, like energy attracts like. The devil wants you to fear because the devil knows that if you fear, you're going to manifest what you fear. You let it go. And if you think positive and you have faith, that you will be able to manifest with God the right men, the right friends, the right everybody else in your life, then you will be able to do so. Okay? Now, we're talking earlier about a generational, you know, energy that's been going on. But I'm going to sit here right now. I'm not even going to offer to help you, honey. Privately, unless you want to. But what I'm going to tell you here is you are your own best coach and your own best help in this, because what you have from the generations is not strong enough to where it needs actual work to be broken. Okay? And what you have in your life going on with these men is not important. Well, I wouldn't even say important or anything like that enough, but I would say it's not so intense of a situation that you could not handle it yourself. Because, honey, you have the power, you have the light, and you have the grace of God within you like we all do. And you are a strong human being because you know what? You got through hell and high water in your childhood. You had to grow up a little bit faster than most people. And I can see that about you because I had to myself, okay? You will rise above and beyond, but it will be through your own means. Now, I'll give you readings and things like that, but I'm not going to offer you spiritual work because you don't need that. You just need a little bit of coaching, and you need a little bit of help there because it's going to be a little bit of a struggle, okay? It's not easy to release fear. You know that because you've tried. Okay?
Yeah.
But it is possible.
Mm-hmm. I have a 6-year-old son, and my baby daddy is trying to take me to court and tell me, I'm a mother. And I did all the footwork. So I don't understand why he's going to tell me.
I know.
I abandoned the child.
But he will not succeed. Here's what you need to do. You need to prove every fact about what you did and what you went through. You need to record everything. And you need to present that when you go. But he will not.
I'm not married to him. He asked me to marry him, and I wouldn't allow myself to marry
him. Now, I'm not saying you're married to him, honey. I see him at a distance already. What I am saying is every interaction you've had with him that you've been able to record somehow, bring that with you.
Okay.
Every, not that you've recorded his voice, but you know what I mean, like dates, times, that kind of thing, okay? Everything that you've gotten as far as paperwork for times you have done things for this situation or for someone or something related to it, you bring those, okay? You present everything you have. But I'm telling you right now, he will not succeed. You need to prove the state of life that you were in because of all this. And the judge will see reason, okay? But here's what you do. On the day you have to go in for this, you anoint yourself with olive oil and you do the 23rd Psalm. And that
okay.
will help give you strength. Okay? Now, I'm going to go ahead and let you go because we kind of carry the show along here.
No. I just wanted to know, what can I do to raise my vibration?
I know, but I'm going to suggest you go over to the website, take advantage of the 30-minute reading, okay, which is on sale because you get one and you get a 30-minute and you get a 30-minute. You see what I'm saying? You know, you buy a 30-minute, you get a 30-minute for free here, okay? Take advantage of that and we'll do more privately, okay?
Okay, then.
All right. Thank you so much
for
calling in. You're welcome.
You.
Bye-bye. All right, and our last caller for today is area code 626, first three digits, 731. Hello, caller. Please state your name. Where are you calling from? And go right into your question.
My name is Nicole, and my question is, I saw my ex's friend last Saturday at a, you know, I just ran into by coincidence. And we met at this lounge place, and the next day we had brunch because I was heading down that area anyway. And I told him to tell my ex, I said hello, and I wanted to know if he did relay that message and if it sparked anything from my ex.
Okay, let's see here. They did relay the message, or they're going to. And it has or will spark something within your ex. Yes, both of those will come about if they haven't already. I'm not seeing past or present tense on this one, so bear with me. But I do see the actual events taking place that you're speaking of, okay? And it feels positive to me, okay? But there is a slight negativity attached, so... Where was the negativity between you and this individual? And why does it still seem to be there slightly?
My ex, you said?
Yeah.
Well, we haven't talked in a while. He usually messages me on holidays, but I know the love is still there, but he wasn't accommodating my needs. It was just all about him, and he has some baggage he had to take care of, and... He kind of wanted it his way, and I kind of put my foot down, just like you mentioned to the last caller, and I ended it just because that's not what I wanted in my life.
Because you needed
somebody.
To do something better for yourself and succeed.
I needed a commitment. I've been with him too long, and I needed this to go somewhere or not. I did not want to waste my time.
You, every person has to give a situation at cutoff time where either it has blossomed and become what it needed to be for that individual by then or not. It's the time in which they have to cut it off or move forward with it if it's met certain criteria. And you know what? That's the best thing you could have done for yourself. Okay? In this situation, honey, I feel it's time to just completely let him go. You can always wish him well, okay? And I think he will wish you well even. But
But I do love him. I'm not going to lie. I do love him. And I
That's
wanted
okay.
to know
It doesn't mean the love will ever go away, honey. Once you love someone, you love them. But you also have to realize you need to love yourself more, and that's what you've come
is
to
what I did.
In this past.
Exactly. But what I guess I wanted to know, I guess like by him relaying the message that I said hello, do you think that, I mean, I don't know if he wants to like rekindle this like in a positive way.
I mean, that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you the answer to already, okay? It's time to let it go completely.
Okay.
I don't
want
to just tell you something you don't want to hear here, but I've got to tell you the truth, good or bad, whatever I see. I'm a very ethical reader and root worker slash, you know, reverend over here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I know here is that you both wish each other well, but you have come to the crossing where, you know, you've had to realize that he will not improve, and he has not improved because he will never improve.
Mm-hmm.
This has been so ingrained in his character now to be all about himself for mm-hmm. so long that he has literally made it very, very, very difficult for himself to change at all in the other
mm-hmm.
direction.
Does he regret anything that he's done, or is he bad?
He's a very selfish human being. I think the only thing he regrets on a general level is that his actions hurt you, but I mm-hmm. don't think he has the regret enough to realize that because of those actions, he will go on to hurt others down the road as well somehow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is why I feel it's okay to send him love, but it's not okay to hold on to the possibility of rekindling it. It is done with. It is over with. I'm sorry to tell you that, but
okay.
I do know as a good thing here that you will not be alone for the rest of your life, and you will not be 80 by the time you have a relationship to enjoy it.
When do you think somebody will come into my life that I actually like?
Okay. Well, I'm getting the message of Oshun here, and Oshun is one of the spirits of love from around this world, okay? And I'm trying to listen for the win. It's not so much the win, it's the destination getting there, and that's the message we need to tell you right now, but I am going to pull out a timeline. I just don't want you to be completely dependent upon that. All right. The timeline is within this year. I don't have an exact date or time to gauge it by right now, but it is within this year that you meet someone. That will take a while for you to get to know each other. A while could be anywhere from a couple of months to a few months' time, and from there things will blossom to be very good. This will be a human being in which you will be able to feel physically as well as spiritually and emotionally attracted to, as well as the same thing towards you from them, okay? I don't get a physical description right now other than the individual having a good height, a little bit higher than the average human being. We're maybe looking at 6 feet here. Curly hair and the eyes are what's really going to be captivating about this human being. And that's about all that I can see of them right now, okay?
Okay, that's good. And just in closing, do you think that my ex will ever call me or he'll just leave me alone? And then do you think he'll call
me? Well, honey, that is going to be pretty much where he leaves you alone. If he ever does reach out, it will not be through a direct contact. It will more than likely come from another individual rather than a phone call, email, or otherwise.
Okay, no problem. I just was curious. All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon, and thank you for calling in to today's show. We wish you all the best. And if you'd like, you can go to our website and take advantage of the great special as well.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. And once more, we want you to visit our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. And if you take advantage between now and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow of the 30-minute reading privately, you will also receive another 30-minute free to share with a friend or a family member. All right. And once more, please don't forget, that is howpsychic.com. Can also be found here on our show page on Blog Talk Radio. You've been listening to Psychic Talk Radio. We want to wish you all namaste, love, light, and good night.